In the early 14th century, when the fortress was built, it was a small wooden fort. Eventually, the wood is replaced with stone, and it gradually becomes the magnificent Renaissance castle that we see in front of us. Bohus was far from a famous castle that for centuries had been visited by royalty and famous people. The model thus reflects the time at the end of the 17th century, after Bohus Castle fell into the hands of the Swedes, and before the last and most brutal siege. During the 17th century, all of the medieval square towers had been gradually rebuilt into round ones, except for Fars Hat. After the last siege, which caused considerable damage to the fortress, this tower was also rebuilt into a round and effective cannon tower with as many as 10 cannon hatches. It is the well-known castle and fortress architect Erik Dahlberg who was commissioned to redesign the demolished Renaissance castle. From the 1680s on, its appearance reflects a tight fortress without any unnecessary decorations. The purpose of the building is now increasingly focused on defense, rather than as a royal residence.